Woman Vanishes from Airport, Still Missing by Kate Garden, published March 9, 2013. A widespread search effort has been launched in order to find a young woman, age 19, who has disappeared seemingly into thin air from an Edmonton International Airport after not boarding the same flight as her family to Vancouver. Henrietta Cohen, or Etta as she was known by family and friends, was accompanying her mother, father, and sister to Vancouver for a week of shopping and relaxation on February 8th, but did not get on the plane behind her family members. Security videos of the terminal later showed that Henrietta had left the airport by herself, leaving one of her bags and her cell phone on the sidewalk of the arrivals pickup lanes. Family and friends have nothing to show for their search efforts, now spanning a month, other than hard questions. Henrietta was a funny, friendly tour guide at the TELUS World of Science, as well as a waitress at well-known entertainment center in the city. She did not have a history of mental illness or substance abuse, and has never run away or gone somewhere without informing friends or relatives before. While talking to local press, the young woman's parents discussed Henrietta's disappearance in more detail as they tried to piece together her whereabouts. "We were so excited about this trip. Etta was literally standing in line behind us at the departure gate. She was about three or four people behind us," her father, Pat Cohen, told CBC. Fleur Cohen was ahead with her other daughter and noticed Henrietta wasn't keeping up with them in the line and was quite a ways back. "When I looked back, I remembered thinking, 'Where is she?'" she told CBC. "She was way back there, and I said, 'Hurry up, we have to get on board.' And then I boarded." Henrietta, however, never got onto the plane. "We were all in our seats, and we could hear the flight personnel calling her name over and over, but she wasn't showing up." "We were all in our seats, and we could hear the flight personnel calling her name over and over, but she wasn't showing up," Fleur said. "Like, she just didn't get on the plane, period." Thinking her daughter had detoured to a washroom, Fleur got off the plane and started searching for Henrietta. "I was looking in bathroom stalls and everywhere, just losing my mind. I even ran all the way down to the international departures and looked in all the lounges," she said. 4 hours later, still not locating Henrietta, her parents immediately contacted airport security, who then tracked down the security footage showing the young woman leaving the airport terminal alone, only minutes after the footage was taken. Upon searching the outdoor arrivals pickup deck of the airport, security discovered a bag left on the sidewalk. On top of the bag was Henrietta's cell phone. "It seems like she took a few things out of her claimed baggage and put them in her carry-on bag, choosing to leave the bigger bag behind," Sam Eyre from Edmonton Airport said. "It still had all her clothes and personal belongings in it." Investigating RCMP officer Ron Yoshida commented, "There is no indication of foul play at this point. Nothing appears here to indicate a crime has been committed. It's a very strange incident." Pat Cohen, the girl's father, added that Henrietta is single and had seemed withdrawn in previous weeks, especially around the festivities of another sister's wedding, but had not been acting strange or out of character. Fleur Cohen also mentioned her daughter was not taking any medication and has no existing health issues. Henrietta is described as cheerful, social, and very hardworking, having held two jobs before her disappearance. No one has seen or heard from Henrietta since February 8th, exactly a month since her disappearance. Being left with unanswered questions and little to act upon, those who care for the girl are left only with grief until more evidence comes to light. "She's everything to me," her best friend Parma Pinder said. "I miss her like crazy. She wouldn't hurt anyone. She's incredibly funny, and she always makes everyone around her laugh." Another friend, Grant Bucks, added, "We're worried about her, and we just want her to come home." No questions asked.